always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
So where I don't agree on him, like the quote about this was my favorite year, and people took that as, so you hate winning? It's like, no, I think it was his favorite year because coming into the season, the Celtics were, it was called a gap year, right? Everyone counted them out. They were like, Tatum's hurt. You know, they're going to be the seventh or eighth seed. And Jaylen Brown was like, I just won finals MVP. I'm still on the team. Like, I know we traded like some of our players away, but I'm still here. Derek White's still here. What are you guys talking about? Then he went and had the year that he did, was in some MVP conversations where I obviously wasn't going to win the award. And so I think that's why he came out and was like, and if you heard him talk about it, he explained it. Like, yeah, I got to help a lot of the young players. I took a bigger leadership role, all these type of things. That is a competitive MF-er to me. Like, Jaylen Brown has an every night type of competitive thing to him where I think we just that gets underrated in the regular season. And so I'm higher on him than most. Now, I would still, like, I'm conflicted on moving all the first.
Contract is also really difficult. Like,
it's a lot of money for sure. But Jaylen Brown's also really freaking good. He plays a lot, right? There's an every night to him basis of him where, like, he doesn't throw in games, like, and so I don't know.
There's plenty to like there.
And I think he would be good for Luka and Austin. I think he would be, like, he has some, like, I'm sure he rubs people the wrong way sometimes with the way, like, you could tell. I'm sure him and Tatum are friends, but you could tell there's like some. Like, hey, I know rivalry. Everyone thinks you're better than me, but actually we're actually peers kind of. And I think that's good for them. Like, I think that helped them win the title, and that probably maybe helped them separate here. Like, you get, you know, it's kind of both sides of this. But, yeah, I like Jaylen Brown. I would be conflicted on that. Now, that kills probably contending this season. I mean, your team is Brown, Luka, and Austin. But you'd have him locked up with the other two going forward, and that's a hell of a trio to put in. But I would think about it. I don't know. I'm conflicted on pulling the trigger on that, but I'd be conflicted.
Like I said, there's a lot to like there. And if this was like 2K, honestly, perfect player to put next to Luka.
Two-way legitimately. Yes, legit two-way.
Yeah, like ball handle. Fucking strong as hell, moves his feet really well. Like, all these things, like, can handle the ball a little bit if you need like a secondary or tertiary creator out there. Shoots the ball okay, right? Like, if you eliminated, and the reason that like the questions are so loud in my head is because that contract is so big. Because if it doesn't work out, right, if they don't mesh from a chemistry standpoint, I do start to get a little nervous there. So, like, from a standpoint of like, can you move that contract with everybody knowing, sure, like the spot that the Celtics find themselves in right now, right, where they have to try to move that contract at a time where everybody knows that they probably need to move that contract.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the best part of all this. There's no way they wanted out that they put Jaylen Brown on the table. As much as Jaylen Brown has said interesting things on his Twitch streams, I don't know how much those impact actual trade negotiations, but I think about it, it's interesting. And again, like, we're in a place where you're on Luka's, like, it's time to win now. Like, you don't have time to pick the perfect player to go after, right? Like, there's no real perfect players on the market. I saw someone in the chat put Scotty Barnes. I don't think he's available. So like, those players that aren't really available, so you're gonna have to pick from players that other teams either don't want or are okay with, you know, losing out on, et cetera. And this is kind of position you're filled in with, like, these imperfect players, but can you fit them into your team concept and win? By the way, did you see this clip of Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy, I guess, arguing over?
Let me see if I could find it. LeBaron Filon is, or Filon, I don't know how, if I'm apologies to everybody whose name I could possibly be screwing up here. He is not the guy that, although I do like his game, he is not the guy who I have in mind here. So we have two picks to go. And yeah, two picks to go before the Lakers. And there's a chance. So you're saying there's a chance. Where is it? I'm going to try to find it. It was a funny clip, though. Or, well, the description of it was funny. I haven't actually seen the clip. Have you seen the clip, Raj?
I've seen the clip. The Dunk Central, NBA Central, kind of posted the clip. It's not confirmed that they were arguing over the pick, but like it happened while Dunleavy was on the phone for the pick, it seems like.
Here we go. I found it. So copy. And look at me doing production on the air. This is always great entertainment. So let's see. So what does Atlanta need? Does Atlanta? I guess Atlanta does need a guard, kind of. Oh, man.
Please. Atlanta's my favorite Jaylen Brown team, by the way. Like, to me, that's the... Like, that's my favorite Jaylen Brown team. Here's,
yeah, I got it.
Here's a
I
few
got
picks. So. Yeah.
Let's go here. I can't believe how long this draft is taking. Raj, we've been on the air for 90 minutes.
I'm shocked. I thought this was like an hour and a half show of like from the draft. I thought they were going to have like an hour and a half.
And I thought we were good.
And then I thought part two would be hour and a half tomorrow for the second round. Is it usually this long? I don't remember it like being this long, but.
Complain too much because I'm the same guy who splits episodes into like 3 and 4 parts. And spams the RSS feed that way, but still, like, this is crazy. See, that goes there. All right, let's see if I can get all of this to work. This is the clip, by the way, showing the clip of Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy clearly not happy with each other. You have some other executive there, like very close to Lacob. Is that might be Kirk? Might be Kirk Lacob there, just kind of telling him, like, Dad, everybody's watching.
That's a lot of people in the draft room, by the way. I'd say.
Well, they actually like host like draft parties, you know. So.
Yeah, but those are all employees, though, right? That's not a public. They aren't watching that with Warriors fans like this.
Yeah.
All right. Are we up? We're up next.
I'm still looking to see. Okay. So the Atlanta Hawks will select Zubi Ejiofor with number 23, which leaves pick number 24. And my guy is still on the board. Holy shit. Please let this happen.
Ooh, I think I know who it is. Okay.
Please let it happen. Chat, don't jinx this. Don't ask me who it is. I'm not gonna say it until it happens or it doesn't happen.
Atlanta picked a big
I will tell you guys, it is not Koa Pete. That is not somebody I'm interested in.
I thought that's who it was.
Joshua Jefferson is kind of a fun possibility here, right? A forward could be worse. Could do worse than doing that. I'm not going to say who it definitely is, though. It's definitely not Koa Pete. I'm not really very high on Koa Pete.
Well, the zoomed in version of it makes it look a lot worse, by the way. The Dunleavy.
Is there a zoomed in version? Is there audio? Because
somebody zoomed in on their TV or whatever and just kind of got a little bit more of the reaction.
If the Lakers get the guy that I'm looking for, I will take a pull from my wine bottle. No, I won't. Downing wine sounds.
Yeah, I didn't really see the correlation there. Of
yeah,
Lakers always pick a player that no one really knows, though, right? It's always someone out of the.
Yeah, because they always like to appear so bright. It's worked out so well for them, right? Last two picks have just gone swimmingly. All right, so let's say the Lakers figure out their center situation. What's your next priority there?
I've gotten some pushback on this, but I'd go get Lou Dort if, again, you have to have the Thunder.
You're going
to
get pushback from me.
Okay, that's fine. I'll defend it. Lou Dort, yeah. And this is kind of on if OKC just lets him go. No, that's not really the way they operate, but if they just decline his team option and the Lakers can kind of swoop in with a, you know, $12 to $13 million deal for Lou Dort, get an elite defender. Obviously the shooting is a question, but I think he is elite at what he does. Like, you can separate the dirty play from the effective play, and he'd be a real enforcer. I think Jared Vanderbilt tried to do that role, but Vando just doesn't play enough to have that position on a team. But I think Lou Dort legit would. So again, this is getting him for free, a first team all defense player who's still 28 years old, right? So a lot of basketball left. I think he fits kind of a rugged defensive style that this team would need next season. And this is with, obviously, like you said, the caveat of you've got your center of the future in place. Imagine stealing Hartenstein and Dort from OKC, taking two starters from the Thunder, taking two Thunder starters away. I just thought about that.
Wouldn't it be kind of a red flag that Presley would be like, yeah, you can have him? I would be nervous about it after the fact, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's the position you're in, though. Like, if you're not giving first rounders, which you're going to take this one, you have two left in the cupboard, and I just doubt that they give both of them away without getting a star back. So, like, if you're getting players without having to give up draft capital, these are the imperfect guys that you have to fit in. And, like, if Lou Dort could shoot threes, he's not available. Like, you can't get him. That option is getting picked up, but since he has such an offensive deficit, you can, you know, he's available, and they have a bajillion players behind him that can take his minutes. But that would be my next move. Get a elite defensive wing. Marcus Smart filled that role, but he just has to be managed all year.
Oh, the Lakers just traded up from 25 to 24.
Okay,
which means they are now on the clock. Zubi was not the guy, Marshawn.
What'd they give up?
Well, now that they are on the clock, I will say who it is. Or should I
wait till the selection? But what'd they give up?
Probably cash, maybe.
Because we only have one second rounder. Okay. Shams, you gotta give us the whole information here. New York is trading 24 to the Lakers for 25.
I am begging. It's so funny because the live draft right now has so much hype on this Knicks pick, and Shams just broke the news. Can you see the draft thing right now?
No, I don't even have it on. No.
Yeah, they're like playing Alicia Keys. Got some kid like New York, and it's like, by the way, do you think they'll do all this again when the Knicks pick?
I love that how many people don't know the actual words to the song, because after the New York, like, if you look at the crowd, it's like, there's no dreams for me.
Yeah, man, let's see who it is. The Lakers traded up, and we will see who they take here. Who do you want here, Raj? Do you have a name here that you want?
I do not.
Are any of your guys left?
They are not. No.
Man, Me personally, I would race up to the podium and make the call myself.
Okay, I just turned on the draft here. Oh yeah, they still have the Knicks.
Yeah, they still it's all of Knicks stuff is still up, which is weird because Shams is sitting like right there. Please, come on. It's going to be some scoring guard.
Okay.
Man.
1 minute left. Are you, my YouTube TV show is 1 minute left before the pick is coming in.
Is due. Yeah.
And they just showed Spike Lee. I mean,
they're showing the parade.
No, Spike Lee is there with the Larry O'Brien.
Come on, please be him.
Martin Blake, I don't think we're getting anyone on the Knicks roster. I'd be shocked. I think this is just a straight.
Well, I'm trying to think like what we would have given up or what the Lakers would have given up. They don't have anything to give up unless it's cash.
They have cash, Vando, Dalton.
The Knicks aren't in a spot where they could just take on money.
That's another conversation, by the way.
Is it my guy? Yep. I think it's my guy. Yeah, I think it's him. I think it's Cameron Carr. I think Cameron Carr is going to the Lakers here. Yeah, it is. It is. Dave is saying it's Cameron Carr.
Ooh. Was that him? Okay, I thought he went already. I was seeing him in the chat.
No, that he dropped so far. But he's like, he's 6'5". Moves his feet like crazy, crazy long arms.
I saw
Plus Gar. Athlete like, vertically. Cameron Carr is a haul. He was a lottery pick going into this thing. Now, like, this might be another Dalton situation where we ask ourselves, why did he go?
Yeah, why did he fall?
But yes,
I'm going to learn a lot about Cameron Carr.
No, you're going to like what you see.
Okay.
I am fucking pumped. Let's go. I'm actually excited about this. Like he's like a plus athlete. Look at his shot. He actually has a really fluid shot too.
Okay.
Like this guy, he could, Raj, I think this guy could actually help this year. I would not say this about anybody.
Right.
Like you would not go into a draft and say to yourself, like the Lakers are about to, he's like,
oh, he's 21. Okay. He's not like super young either. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude, look at this guy's tape. Oh, I'm going to do some digging. I know everybody is asking like, oh my God, I know everybody's asking like, why did he fall? And I think that's a fair question. But like early in the draft process, this dude was a no doubt about it, surefire lottery draft pick. And This dude is like falling to the Lakers here. That is a incredible outcome.
The chat seems excited. I'm excited to dive into him. Average 19 a game at Baylor.
This is such a perfect fit for like absolutely perfect because he could play the three or he could play the, like he could guard at the point of attack. He's not like thick enough, obviously, to guard like bigger threes, bigger wings or whatever. But like if you have LeBron on your team and if the Lakers bring back Rui, like that's actually the archetype of player that Rui defends fairly well.
So Sam Vecenie had him 19. On his
big for whatever reason he dropped. I'm gonna ask around to see why he dropped over the course of this thing, and certainly like tonight he dropped a bunch. But
so actually 19th was the lowest he was.
So the Lakers just sent over cash.
That's it? Okay.
So I would All they did was send cash, according to Shams. You know what, man? I props to Rob. Well done. Like, if all it took was cat, now that does affect their ability to buy a second rounder, right? Because you only have so much money that you can possibly use. But wow, that is killer. I'm not kidding. At the onset of the draft process, I was like, man, I know that this guy isn't going to fall to the Lakers. I know like he isn't going to be available, but like, damn, this would be awesome. But here he is. Chat, we didn't jinx it and it worked out. That's why I'm a little stitious. Not superstitious, a little stitious.
I saw him named in the chat like 10 picks ago and I thought he was gone. Okay.
Dude, I'm trying to think of like who the archetype here would be.
By the way, just really quick, Mark Garcia,
a little KCP-ish.
He had Cam at 11th in this draft on his board.
Who did?
Mike Garcia, Canyon Driver. He had a Cameron Carr 11th.
He's pumped right now. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Sam Davison, 6'5" with a 7'1" wingspan. Like, impressive. Good stuff there. Let's see. We got a couple more. Sorry, I'll go back to your guys' supers in a second. Here we go. Last time a crazy pick fell to the Lakers, it was Dalton Knecht. Maybe let's pump the brakes a bit. Well, here's the thing. With how this summer has broken so far for the Lakers, I'm going to celebrate this shit. I am going to pump this home run to deep left field. Like, I am going to be excited about the Lakers getting the guy who I spent, what would you say, Raj? Like the last like 45 minutes hoping would fall to the Lakers.
Yeah, hoping.
And not
praying,
mentioning his name.
Treating him like Voldemort. Yeah, don't say his name. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and ride this one out. Enjoy this moment here. And look, like as far as like, you know, they still need to make a very real impact move at the center spot. And they have two first rounders that they could possibly use now to do so. But like, I know that there's this instinct here with the Lakers and with this front office to immediately kind of shit on the things that they do. And as far as like the draft and development goes, like for fairly good reason. But this dude can ball. I really like this guy's game. And
makes me wonder. I mean,
people should be pumped.
He's a guard, right? Like he's a positionally is a guard. I'd be interested
to
see how
he's like a shooting guard, small forward.
Okay. With that impact, I guess Bronny's number this offseason, who's, you know, has a non-guaranteed contract for next season. I'll be interested to see how that, you know, shakes through. But he's fun. I'm excited. Someone tweeted out the summer league stuff. Carr and Adu should be fun this summer. But yeah, excited to. And I know there's no way. There's no way. Not playing year three summer league. Enjoy your
summer.
They'll be
going up against Dalton for whatever team he treated.
Oh, man.
Matthew the Sicilian writes, this hard caps them at the second apron. So did like reality. Like they were never going to exceed the second. I mean, they're going to struggle, honestly, to get past the first apron, depending on some of the money moves that they make elsewhere. But there's no world where while Jeannie Buss is in charge of the day-to-day basketball operations of the Lakers that they would ever exceed the second apron. Justin Tindall, hopefully the third time is the charm here for Rob. As far as like recent first round picks, I do truly think that this guy is going to be good. Like truly, truly believe he honestly is like Max Christie-ish. I think Max is like maybe an inch or two taller, but like a lot of the same qualities as Christie, from a basketball standpoint. Ryan Lucas writes, that live look after the pick for LA was depressing. Well, I think at that time he was kind of more disappointed by how far he has fallen in the draft. Like, he was supposed to go high lottery. Like, he was supposed to go 10 to 15 in that range in there and continue to fall. I guess now we find out who the Lakers are sending to the Knicks as this, as part of this deal. All right. With the 25th pick, the Lakers are taking and sending. Oh, they're a Euro player who the Knicks will draft and stash while they try to avoid the second
April. Before we get out of here, just really quick, James Dolan has been going on this I'm not spending to the second apron tour, and I don't know, something about that just rubs me the wrong way. You just won the NBA
title. Coming off of a championship.
You just won the NBA championship. I'm not trying to hear about saving money or restrictions. Pay everybody. And then whatever happens after that, like, I understand there's some players, like, who's the player on the end of their bench, Tyler Korig or something. Like, you can afford to pay some of those. Kolek. That's fine. Kolek, yeah. Mitchell Robinson got the final ceiling offensive rebound. Like, pay what you need to pay to bring the core of that team back. I don't know. Something about it just rubs me wrong about – he's not wrong in terms of, yes, the second apron is debilitating to your team, but – restricting to your team, but I'm just not trying to hear that. If I'm a Knicks fan, like,
I could smile with maybe the comment of the day is JJ drawing up plays for Cam Carr yet? Well done, sir. Matthew the Sicilian writes, watch Rob turn around and trade Carr for Miles Turner. Cam Carr, as excuse me, as has been pointed out by others on the stream and elsewhere on Twitter, is repped by Bill Duffy, who also reps Luka Doncic. So I would venture a guess to say that, like, that played a role in Cam maybe falling a little bit here to the Lakers, as they kind of tried to guide him to a team that has an open starting gig there potentially. So I don't think they're going to trade him for Miles Turner. And then Ryan Lucas, I mean, look at Rob and JJ in the draft room. I didn't see it. Did you guys see it?
I did not, no.
I didn't see that clip yet. What I think we're going to do here, Raj, is hop off. I'm going to record a little offside video about Cam Carr and how pumped I am that the Lakers somehow, some way landed him. But this is great news, everybody. Like, it... I know even I hopped on this stream today hoping that the Lakers would trade that pick. I was really, really hoping that the Lakers would trade number 25. Heard over the course of the day that it was going to, that they were going to select somebody, was hoping that that wouldn't be the case. But like, if they are going to take somebody, if they were going to take somebody all along, they got the guy that I wanted them to get at this stage of the draft, right? So really pumped by how this broke here for the Lakers. And now they, like, look, the vibes change a little bit, right? They, as you like to say, Raj, they cut to lead to single digits before the end of the first half, I would say. Let's you know, start the second half with a solid little run here and get back in this game.
Getting first rounders is always fun. I mean, that's just like... seeing it on the draft and then seeing them at summer league, it's always enjoyable. So hopefully he pans out. I'm excited to have a new player to learn. I have been waiting because even the free agents that we're at this year have been the same free agents we wanted last year, so it's not much to dive into. So I'm gonna learn a lot about Cameron Carr in the next 10 days or whatever it is. Have something on offside about that as well. Excited to dive into his game.
He's gonna be good. Like, he's an outstanding player and a perfect fit for what the Lakers need basketball wise. So all right, everybody, have a great rest of your guys's evenings. Make somebody else's, and until tomorrow, please hit that like button, please hit that share, subscribe, all the good buttons, and I will talk to you guys manana.
Bye, everyone.